Stop 3. Signer's Walk. Chestnut Street between 6th and 7th Streets.
Signer's Walk provides a tribute to the 56 members of the Second Continental Congress who risked their lives, reputations, and fortunes by signing the Declaration of Independence. We have to remember that under British rule, these men were committing a treasonous act, punishable by death, when they signed this historic document declaring independence. Each plaque along Signer's Walk bears the signer's likeness, signature, occupation, and colony. The plaques are organized by colony from south to north, with the exception of Pennsylvania, which is at the very end at 6th and Chestnut. As you walk along, Emily will point out some of the more notable delegates.
As you get to the Virginia delegates, notice Richard Henry Lee, who is the first delegate to formally propose the idea of independence. On June 7, 1776, less than a month before the Declaration of Independence was adopted, Lee proposed a resolution that
"These colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states."
Lee's brave resolution resulted in Thomas Jefferson being chosen to write the Declaration of Independence. You'll find Jefferson's plaque two past Richard Henry Lee's plaque. Jefferson was the first Secretary of State under President George Washington and was later the third President of the United States. As you get to the Massachusetts delegates, you'll find some recognizable names, including John Hancock, who signed his name first and bigger than anyone else so King George III would be able to read his name without having to put on his spectacles.
"I, John Hancock, will sign my name larger than anyone else. There, we'll see if George can read that without his spectacles."
Also here are Samuel Adams and his cousin, John Adams, who was the first vice president and the second president of the United States. Stop as you reach the plaques from New Hampshire. If you are a fan of the NBC show, The West Wing, you may recognize the name Josiah Bartlett. Dr. Josiah Bartlett, a physician from New Hampshire, was a member of the Second Continental Congress and signed the Declaration of Independence. According to the West Wing plotline, Dr. Bartlett is an ancestor of Martin Sheen's character, President Josiah Bartlett, or Jed Bartlett, as he's also referred to on the show. As we near the end of Signer's Walk, you'll see the plaque of Benjamin Franklin. When Franklin signed the Declaration of Independence, he said,
"We must all hang together, or most assuredly we'll hang separately."
You'll be hearing a lot more about Benjamin Franklin as the tour continues. We'll now continue to the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall.